DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness great balls of fire. Kisses.
Well, you know, I mentioned once before I did like Ancestry a couple years ago. I did it primarily because my mother was of the belief that she might have a half sibling over in Europe somewhere, because the kids always believed that their father had a girlfriend in Germany when he served over there, and that she might have been pregnant when he left. And sure enough, we found somebody that's related to us somewhere in the Baltic states. And so it, from that perspective, it was, I guess, successful. I don't know if anybody in the family contacted this person or not. But the point is, my DNA, it now resides with Ancestry.com. And I'd never really given it a lot of thought that, well, what would happen if they shared that? I don't know who would want it. I'm going to need it if they ever start handing out reparations, because 2% of my bloodline came from Africa. So I want my hand out with the 2% when all that goes down. But other than that, I haven't given it much thought since then, until I read this story about 23andMe. Now, that's the same deal, but a different company than Ancestry. So 23andMe is in bankruptcy court. I don't know how or why. I would assume that maybe it was there was a big up curve of people wanting to do this for a while, and then it kind of dropped off. It was not really that expensive to get a DNA test.
Well, once you've done it, though, you wouldn't really have a reason to do it again,
true,
right? So there's
true.
Only a select pool of people that you're that would be customers.
And maybe only a select pool of people that are going to do that. Because I think the advantage, if there's an advantage to Ancestry, and it's not cheap, because
it's
it can be a year. Like, you have to have, there's a yearly fee to be an active member on that website. Like, so in other words, if you want to message somebody else on the website, you have to have a membership in order to do that.
But nowadays, there's so many ways to creep on people.
I know, but you don't have any you don't have any identifying markers. What it'll say, they'll send you an email saying we found somebody who you might be related to. You should check your account.
Upgrade
you
go, for $99.99.
You go check
$99.
Your account, and then you have to upgrade
yeah.
to see who that is, right?
Of course.
So that's a little bit of a scam, in my opinion. But that's how they make their money, I imagine, because people use that site to trace their genealogy. 23andMe, I've never used it. I don't know if it's the same kind of deal or not, but you may be right. That could be why they've gotten in a little bit of financial trouble. We're trying to get a hold of our attorney here, Gonzalo Serrano, who's been working on looking at one of these cases. Gonzalo, do we have you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you. I appreciate that. I was just talking about this 23andMe lawsuit and what's at stake here.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting case. We have almost 30 states, I think last count was 27, 28, that joined this lawsuit to try to prevent the sell. And the main reason is, you know, the states are arguing that people should have the ability to give consent for their, you know, utmost privacy to be shared and just kind of given up to a corporation. And so that's kind of what the courts are looking at now in this case.
Yeah, it looks like this case was filed here in Missouri. Was there any, when people take these tests, do they sign a piece of paper giving away their rights? I mean, is that part of the deal when you agree to submit your saliva for a DNA test?
So, I mean, it's like any other service that you purchase, right? Like when you buy an app on a telephone, when you sign up for Facebook, whatever. I think there are obviously some consents, some agreements that you have to make. I would think would be hard pressed to find anybody that purchased a 23andMe product and read every single word of the agreement and every single phrase. And so, yes, there is, I'm sure, something in the contract, in the agreement of purchase that says, you know, this is now property of 23andMe and we can do with it whatever we want, that people aren't aware that they did that.
Maybe I'm just so used to all these different even apps that I download on my phone, you know, asking for all this information. And so as much as I wouldn't like my personal DNA, I guess, being accessible to other companies, I guess, that would buy the 23andMe out. It's almost like we're at a point in society where it's like there's so much information out about us already. I'm not saying I love the idea. I'm just saying that's almost my mindset now.
Well, and that's interesting that you say that, right? Because, you know, I never did 23andMe or the other Ancestry, I believe it's what it's called. But I have family members who did. And so my information is out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I share DNA with some of these people that agreed to have their DNA tested. And so, you know, that brings another question is, you know, well, if you know, Joe Blow is willing to give his DNA to be analyzed, then what about Joe Blow's brother, sister, and everybody
right.
else who wasn't? You know?
Yeah. You didn't. It's not like you got a consent form to sign.
No, it's a good point.
Exactly. It's not like they called me in and let me know, yeah.
Gonzalo Serrano, thank you for your time this morning, sir. We appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Attorney Serrano there on that lawsuit. I wondered what was going on. We ran a little short on time there. I apologize for that. Coming up, we're going to get to Taylor Riggs, host of the Big Money Show, on the trade negotiations with China.
Get more at 971talk.com.